Understanding cloud computing and its mechanisms is important. At its core, cloud computing is about harnessing the power of the internet just to gain access to computing resources from anywhere in the world. It's the backbone of our digital era. Of course, that's in my opinion. Powering nearly every application we use, from mobile apps to massive online platforms. In this episode, we'll take you on a journey to demystifying cloud computing, exploring its definitions, types, applications, benefits, and risks. Well, to top all this off, we'll discuss why studying cloud computing is crucial for the future, especially if you want to move up in your career ladder. Let's start at the beginning. Definition of cloud computing. It can be defined as not just about storage, but it's a comprehensive ecosystem that delivers computing services all over the famous cloud, you can say. You know, everybody is just going over this cloud thing. Well, instead of saving files on a hard drive or local storage, you're saving them online. But it goes beyond storage. It enables real-time collaboration, massive data processing, and instant scalability. The types of cloud computing can be broken into three types, like public clouds, private clouds, hybrid clouds. So what is a private cloud? Well, the private cloud is exclusive for a business organization. Think about Amazon. They can be physically located at the company's on-site data center or hosted by third parties. Another example could be Shopify have their own private clouds. A public cloud, these ones are known, they're owned and operated by third-party providers. Users get to share resources all over the internet. A good example of that could be Dropbox. Hybrid clouds, those ones, they are a blend of public and private clouds. They offer greater flexibility, more deployment options, and optimize existing infrastructures, security, and compliance. Well, there is a wide array of applications cloud computing has to offer. There are several benefits to using cloud computing, including cost efficiency, scalability, flexibility, and most importantly, enhanced security. That eliminates the capital expense of buying hardware and software. It allows us, you, the organization to scale up or down, depending on the demand. It provides new capabilities a lot faster. However, I would say it's very essential to acknowledge the risk as well, because security concerns, those ones, if your company is not secure, then you will lose customers. Privacy issues arise when managing data across various jurisdictions. There's also a certain level of dependence on service providers that can lead to outages. Like I said earlier, if security is not the forefront of your company, then I do not know what you're doing. And now to the juicy part that I know that most of you guys are here for, is how to study cloud and why is it crucial for the future. Well, I embarked on a journey into the world of cloud computing by literally going for my cloud engineering diploma. And I believe it gave me some great basics, some great understanding, and now I'm pursuing my bachelor's into cloud computing. And I think that studying cloud the right way is important. The goal for me personally is to aim for a role in cloud security, where my passions in cybersecurity and for cloud, they combine together. And if you're an aspiring cloud enthusiast, I think this roadmap is perfect for you. Start with the basics. Learn about data storage, virtualization, networking, and then pursue certifications from AWS, Google, and Azure. I cannot stress this enough. Certifications is not everything. You need to get hands-on experience by just playing around with like free tiers, cloud platforms, experiment, build, learn. All these things is part of your get your hands dirty. And remember, the cloud evolves, so you should keep your knowledge up to date. And why am I interested in cloud security? I personally think it's a growing field. And with the increasing threats in the digital realm, hackers see new opportunities, the integral role of cloud computing and business continuity become even more apparent during like the pandemic. That leads to a rush just to ensure like secure online operations. You have complex cloud architecture that need protections. That's where I think cloud security experts, they will step in. And as we wrap up this episode, let's just reflect on the significance of cloud computing. In this digital era, the cloud is not just an advantage, it's a necessity. Embracing it and understanding its potential will not only elevate individuals' careers, but it will steer the direction of modern tech. And thank you for joining us in this insightful journey into cloud computing. I will, if requested, create a more detailed roadmap, and I will also add the link on the next episode. This is New John signing off from Let's Talk on NGHD. See you next time.